The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing.
Good morning, New York City. This is not Joe Piscopo. This is Arthur Idala. I'm a lawyer here in New York City. Grew up in Brooklyn and still on the same block I grew up on. I know that sounds weird, but it's actually pretty cool since my mom and dad live up the block. My sister and brother-in-law live around the corner, and it's one big happy everybody loves Raymond family. I want to thank Al Gattulo, who I asked to do a little one-hit wonders morning, and you stumped me already with Kung Fu Fighting. I didn't know the lead into that, so thank you, Big Al.
You're welcome.
I'm happy that we're bonding here together.
Of course.
There's good a lot going on in the world. Mm-hmm. I guess the biggest thing is that Pelosi announced that on Thursday they're going to take the floor and talk about this whole impeachment situation
good.
In public.
Let's go and get the vote out there and let's get it out in the open. And
they're
let's
talk about
happens.
The rules of the game. They're right. going to have transparency. Right. They're going to try to coax the White House into cooperating with all of this, and there's a big witness coming on today that we'll talk about in a little while who, you know, he's a colonel. He doesn't seem like a real political guy. He heard the phone call between our president and the Ukraine president. He went and reported it to his superiors. So I don't know. You know, I'm a criminal defense attorney by nature, Al. I get nervous when, I start hearing about more and more witnesses coming in. There are horrible, horrible wildfires going on in California.
Terrible. In fact, I got to call a buddy of mine. He lives up in Sonoma, and I got to see if he's been
your boy Schwarzenegger couldn't even go to his Terminator premiere because he had to evacuate. I think LeBron James had to evacuate. Yep. There's a very famous museum that is somewhat in danger, although they're saying it's fireproof. And speaking of tragedies, Hurricane Sandy, the anniversary.
7 years today.
I got a good story about that. The World Series tonight could be over or could not. Could
we'll
be.
See. We'll see. The home team has lost every game in the series.
I know, that got
to stink. So if you prescribe to that theory, that means the Nationals take the next
two
and win the
World Series. The Nationals go to Houston and win the World Series. Right. And last night, the Pittsburgh Steelers without their quarterback. Right.
Well, I turned that game off. It was 14-0 Miami. I said, oh, Dolphins are going to get their first win. Little did I know the Steelers would rattle off the next 27
Who's
points.
Playing quarterback for the Steelers?
Mason Rudolph.
Okay.
And he did not look good. A couple of picks. He got fumble. He looked miserable in the first half. I turned the game off, and apparently they scored the next 27 points, the Steelers.
And have Miami won the game yet?
No. Oh, they have not. And the Steelers have now won 15 straight on Monday Night Football.
Wow.
At home.
As a little teaser, my boy Lawrence Taylor, who actually ties into this weekend, he's doing the teaser for next Monday Night Football.
He did say he was going to be at the game. Now, I won't be at the game, but he did say
who's playing Monday night?
It is Giants-Cowboys.
So,
I don't do the Monday night. I don't do the night games because it doesn't pay enough, and I'm not going to stay
there until
morning.
And
it's too much.
Okay.
It's too much, so.
So Piscopo, I'm not sure if he's going to be able to call in this morning.
I think they're on a flight now, heading back to. They have to take a connecting flight,
right.
And then they have to come back.
So
to
they
the
were
US,
in
so.
Florence. They went wine tasting yesterday.
I saw the pictures,
and I think today they're flying. There is no direct flight from Florence to America, so they had to go from Florence to France, from France to New York, and our boy Morano texted me around 4 a.m. our time, mm-hmm. which is 10 a.m. their time,
right.
saying they're about to get on the flight from Florence to France, or as he
about
says,
2 hours.
France. I mean,
France.
What the heck?
Yeah, man? I know. It's just, come on.
So since this is the intimate hour, I will share. I spent 2 days with them in Italy.
Right.
And Al, your ears had to be blowing up because it was the initial meet and greet of everyone on the group. Like, in other words, right. I met everyone basically when Piscopo met everyone, when Morano met everyone, when Demi met everyone.
Right.
And, you know, there's an intimacy that the listeners have with you guys from listening to you that obviously you don't have with them, right? I mean, you don't know who these people are, but they feel
well,
like...
Well, I know some of them. I know a few of the people on the trip.
Well, they were like 75 people. I mean, there were a lot of human beings there.
Right.
And they're coming over to Frank, and they're voicing certain complaints and things that they don't like, and I'm just cracking
about
up.
About Frank or about...
About Frank, the show, his show. I mean, somebody comes over to Frank and goes... I don't like the rooster that you do on your show Sunday
morning.
Good, he can
play it more now.
Right? So, I mean, then this other guy, Tom from Staten Island, starts taking Frank's head off about
SI Live. Not Tom. No, there's a Tom from Staten Island who's a bit of a whack job.
I don't know if this guy wasn't a whack job. I mean, he was very animated in terms of he was blocked from Staten Island Live's website.
This is the same Tom that probably brought us stuff.
Getting sicker is his hashtag or whatever it is. And he's really getting very, very invested in the Staten Island Advance's website and why they banned him. I mean, we had a whole conversation about it. Morano was playing right into it. It was hilarious.
You know, when you get banned from a community, I shouldn't say community paper, but a newspaper website, and that's kind of like your badge of honor. That's a problem.
Well,
to me, that's a problem.
It was.
I wouldn't be boasting about that.
Not a boasting. He was concerned. I mean, he clearly cares about his community.
Of course.
But as all of these interactions are going on, I mean, Frank and I are basically shoulder to shoulder, right? We're going into this battle together. I'm just looking at him and I'm saying your name. I'm just like, I wish Cthulhu was here for this. I wish Al was here.
I'd be in a corner drinking.
I don't know.
Having a nice glass of vino.
I don't know how you would be handling all this. But I got to tell you, everybody was super, super, really, really nice. I mean, it killed me when I was there when they got off the plane. I got to Italy 2 days earlier. So I was there.
Thursday.
I left Thursday night. I was there Friday and Saturday. I was in Milan. So I had kind of shed my jet lag and all that. I was there when they landed. I arrived by train from Milan to Rome. We all arrived at the hotel, coincidentally, at the same time.
Okay.
I watched Frank walking in as I was getting out of my cab with his mom. And there's Debbie. God bless Debbie. She gets there. She's like, where's the church? And she runs right to 12 o'clock mass on Sunday. Her and Joe did.
So they got in. They flew out Saturday late afternoon. So they came in Sunday in the afternoon.
They came in Sunday. Yeah, early. Yeah, like late morning. Right. Gotcha. I think they had to wait for a little while for the bus and things like that. Right. So they were a little beat up. I got Frank, his mom, and Debbie to come with me to a restaurant in the middle of Rome.
Okay.
Now there, the Italian-American word is stunad, right? They're half sleeping and whatever. Debbie, as you know, doesn't really drink. So we go to this restaurant that I know, and they know me in there. And so they haven't seen me in maybe 2 years. They get excited. The first thing they do, Al, is they open up a bottle of champagne or Prosecco.
Wow.
So now there's Al, there's Frank and Debbie and her mom. And they're like, for them, their head is spinning because it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon in Italy. It's 7 o'clock in the morning in New York.
Sure.
So now they're drinking at 7 in the morning. And Debbie's like, no, I don't drink. Boom, we open a second bottle. We put that one down. Then we open a bottle of red wine. And Debbie goes, I'm not drinking the red wine. The waitress comes over and gives us this whole lesson on the red wine and where it's from and the grapes and how it's made and all this. Debbie goes, all right, well, I guess I got to try it then. So now she's drinking the red wine. And then we walked around all the beautiful piazzas. I took them to the Fountain of Trevi. I took them to the Spanish Steps. We did our own tour. Frank's mother... I mean, look, every mother loves their child.
Sure.
I mean, we all go on Facebook and watch your mother and how much she loves you, Al.
Yeah. When she's not cursing at me.
Correct. Yeah. Frank's mother was just gushing. And every place we're going into, she wants to buy Frank something.
Right.
So I took them into a Borsellino hat store right on the main strip in Rome that my parents had been in about 3 weeks before. And I show the woman and they have my father's picture. And she's like, of course, I remember them. And she winds up buying Frank. Frank's mother buys him a beautiful hat, which you will see shortly, a Borsellino hat, which is like the best hat in Italy. So we're walking around with this hat box and we're having a great time. And then we go back to the hotel, and that's where we finally meet Frank and Joe and the whole crew. Right. And it was really the chemistry of everyone was great. There was a welcoming buffet. And then was that the night? I don't know. Joe sang one night. And, you know, he did.
Yeah, Sunday night.
Was it Sunday night? Sunday, I don't even remember. So Sunday night, Joe sings, and he, you know, he does what Joe does. Joe is he's the consummate entertainer. Joe Piscopo knows how to make people feel welcome, feel at home. He's walking through the crowd. He's touching everyone on the shoulder. He's touching everyone on their head. He's singing all of his classic songs, That's Life and New York, New York. These people, if Sinatra himself was in the room, I don't know if they could have been happier.
Really?
They were so happy. And Joe was happy making them happy. And then Steve Perillo came on, and he played the piano. And he played the piano very, very well. Mm-hmm. I mean, he wasn't a guy who was just tinkering. He was really, he was tinkling. I got a three-year-old.
That's all right. I got it. I knew where you were going.
In the patio.
Right, right.
So, I mean, it was really a great time. And then on Monday, they took us for a tour of the Vatican. Look, here's how I'm going to close this out. Anyone who gets a chance, number one, to go to Italy, you should take that opportunity. Mm-hmm. It's a very special country. The history there is just, and especially in Rome, it's mind-boggling. And I will say, this Perillo situation, and I'm not a big tour guy, but I was telling Al before we came on, I booked a room in the same hotel online by myself, right? And the price was reasonable. It was at the Ambassador Hotel right across from the American
Embassy.
Right. And it's nice to come out of your hotel in Italy and you see the American flag flying right in front of you.
Right, right.
And, I, you know, the rate was good. It's a 5-star luxury hotel. It was great. And it was in a great location. And I go into my room and, it's, you know, it's a nice room. It's fine. It, for one person alone, it was great. And then later on, we bought some cigars, and Frank says, why don't we come up to my room? I have a little terrace. Now, in Italy, when they say you have a little terrace, it usually means it's like 3 feet by 4 feet, like enough to stand outside and smoke without, you know, setting off the fire alarm.
Right.
I go up to Frank's room. Mm-hmm. It's a full-blown apartment.
No, wow.
I mean, he had a big living room, like not like a little like hangout
like
area.
A sitting
like
area.
A big living room.
Right.
Like, I've never been to your house, but as big as the living room in your house or my house.
Right.
A big bedroom, which I didn't really go in the bedroom because his mom was in there. That was her domain. And then he said, like, oh, well, let's go out on the terrace. The terrace is as big as the studio we're standing in right now. And I'm not joking. That's how big the terrace was. It was a big terrace. And Frank and I sat out there and we smoked a cigar. And that's what the Perillo tour gets you. It gets you those upgrades. There was a beautiful buses we were on. The tour guides were fantastic. I mean, I learned so much. They taught you so much.
Mm. Joe can't stop talking about it. Every video, he's friends with the tour guides.
No, they're
talking about. I mean, it sounds like you learn a lot.
You definitely learn a lot, and I really enjoyed it. And I've been to Italy a lot of times.
Like sure,
dozens and dozens and dozens of times. I would actually go on a Perillo tour.
Really?
I really would because of the learning.
Because you've done it yourself.
I have.
And you know all the ins and outs.
You know, and look, with the technology, so they took us into the Sistine Chapel where Michelangelo painted the ceiling, and they gave us a lot to chew on in terms of how it took place and who and what all. But then you take out your phone and you just Google Sistine Chapel.
Right.
And then you take it to a whole other level.
Right.
And how Michelangelo, everyone thinks he laid on his back to paint it, but he was actually standing up. His neck was crooked, et cetera, et cetera.
But
so,
isn't that great? You've been to Italy dozens of times with your family, you have family there. You've been to Sicily, you've been to all these different places. You know the ins and outs of the country.
Yes.
I mean, you know
that
the little places and the hidden places, whatever.
That is true.
But the fact that you're sitting here going, hey, I spent 2 days with the folks with the Perillo tour, and it sold you on going to a
100%.
Like,
listen,
that's
folks,
amazing.
I don't work for 970. Yeah. I have no issue making, I don't have to sell any tours for Mr. Perillo. I'm being absolutely candid and honest, and it was great. I think we should talk about, you know, what's going on in the streets of Rome. Traffic wise. We made Debbie in Rome do a fake Rome
traffic report, right?
Like, we're at the Trevi Fountain. There's traffic over at the Spanish Steps. We're gonna make over
a little vestment.
And you're gonna see at the Pantheon, there's a merge. All right, so I believe we're going to Brandy, correct?
Yeah, Brandy with traffic.
Let's go, Brandy.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning, LIE. Westbound accident just cleared out of the way before Springfield Boulevard, but now we've got a stall taking out the right lane over by the Cross Island. You're going to see a heavy ride starting from before Shelter Rock Road. Cross Island on the northbound side, very heavy approaching the Grand Central. Belt heading westbound, that's a packed ride. Sunrise Highway through to Springfield Boulevard. You're going to see some slowdowns. Queensbound at the Throgs Neck Bridge, we've got a stalled truck blocking a lane on the span. Over in New Jersey, 78, the express lane's eastbound by 24 in Springfield. Crash takes out the left lane. Hudson River Crossings inbound, 5 to 10 volt decks at the George. Inbound Lincoln and Holland looking good. Alternate side in effect today, and B&D trains, they are running late because of signal problems at the Manhattan Bridge. This report is sponsored by Sylvania Automotive. It's headlight savings time again. The perfect time to replace your older, dimmer, and basic headlight bulbs with whiter, brighter Sylvania bulbs so you can see more of the road during the darkest nights of the year. Visit sylvania-automotive.com to find the right bulbs for you. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Only days left before we join you at 230 Park Avenue at 46th Street. That's Bobby Vanz for the next Dining Out Dialogues. Myself, Don Trump Jr., Kim Guilfoyle, AJ Catsimatidis, and many more. 212-867-5490 for reservations.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
QA Manager, Peloton Interactive, Inc. in New York, New York. Determine software quality performance standards and drive design, development, and modification of software. Develop a roadmap for robust automation to cover smoke, regression, functional, and performance testing. Implement best automation test tools and frameworks using Appium, Espresso, Selenium, WebDriver. Establish best automation and quality practices. Design, develop, and maintain automated tests using object-oriented programming languages such as Java. Utilize tools to test products and services that implement APIs. Create test plans and test cases from requirement documentation. Work in an agile environment and apply Scrum best practices to reach project milestones, balance scope, and mitigate risks. Establish software quality standards for lifecycle, documentation, development methods, testing, and maintenance. Create output reports that will effectively and accurately document automated testing results. Strive for continuous improvement by recommending changes to policies and/or procedures to improve operational efficiency. Training, motivating, and coaching team members to ensure that standards are met. Resume to christina.ellis@onepeloton.com, job code 49134.0004.
Hi, Saver. Looking for the smartest way to save on your Medicare Part D prescriptions? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many plans, including UnitedHealthcare, which can mean copays as low as $0 on prescriptions with select plans. So when you enroll in a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy, you know you're saving smartly. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Other plans may be accepted.
All right, mark your calendars, folks. We got an event coming up on Saturday, November 9th. You do not want to miss. What better way for you to spend your Veterans Day weekend than in a suite at the iconic Mikey Stadium with Joe Piscopo and yours truly? Yes, that's right. You get to hang out with me, and if you pay a little extra, I'll scream at you, too. No, honestly, I will not scream at you. What's that?
Or you'll hang up on them?
Well, I mean, can't hang up on them right in front of them. Right?
Well, you could cajole them right
I could there. By walking away. That's okay. Probably what I'll do. So, no, I'm just kidding. We've got exclusive VIP tickets to get you a parking pass, access to the Kimsey Suite, food, beverage, game ticket, and the experience of a lifetime with your favorite AM 970 hosts. Join us for this ultimate Army game fan experience. For a short time, you have a chance to buy these VIP tickets to the November 9th Army game against UMass. They're exclusive tickets. You can't get them anywhere else. The early birds special price of $74.99 is almost sold out. There are only a few left, and prices will go up tomorrow. That's tomorrow on the 30th. Tickets are limited. Get them while you can. All you have to do, Go to goarmy.eventbrite.com to purchase tickets. That's goarmy.eventbrite.com for the last remaining early bird specially priced tickets at $74.99. You're going to get food, you're going to get beverage, the game ticket, the access to the Kimsey Suite, and you will get parking as well. Prices are going to go up. Tickets limited. Get them while you can.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Store.
You get this, I'll be shocked. Yeah. Bruce Chanel.
Nice.
Now, you know the guy playing the harp on this? Very famous artist.
Dylan.
Delbert McClinton.
Okay. My man, Gattulo. Besides, you know, the sports thing, he's got the music thing down too. Hi, I'm Arthur Idala. I am not Joe Piscopo. And Joe, is this the first 6 a.m. hour he has not called in?
Yeah, well, he's on a plane.
That's I know. I'm not faulting the guy.
No.
By the way, the promo you just did about West Point.
Yeah.
That's going to the regular West Point football.
Yeah, Mikey Stadium, overlooking the Hudson.
Let me tell you something. That's cool stuff.
It's very
Very lucky when I was in high school at Poly Prep. I played lacrosse.
Right.
And we played the U.S. Military Academy there.
Oh, that's cool.
On the field.
Right,
I mean,
right.
It was really awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not far. People think it's like, oh, it's West Point. It's really not far.
My dad took me to an Army game when I was 10 years old. We took the ferry up the Hudson. And it probably was one of the most memorable times I had with my dad.
Fantastic.
Because the fall foliage is
insane.
Just beautiful. The ride is great up the boat. And then you walk into the stadium and you see these guys walking around and doing all the military
don't realize
exercises.
It. And that the ferry still runs.
Yeah.
I don't know about from Jersey, but
from
Lower
circle.
Manhattan. And yeah.
And circle on.
Real quick about, I don't know, Lucas 13, maybe like 5-6 years ago.
Mm.
It's Saturday. I'm sitting on the couch with Luca. And we're going to go to the Jets game the next day, okay? And out of nowhere, 5:30, 6 o'clock, Geraldo Rivera calls. He goes, hey, mate, what are you doing tomorrow? I was like, well, I was thinking about going to the Jet game with Luca. He goes, blow up the Jet game. Let's meet me at my house in Edgewater. Right? He lives right on the water.
Right.
And he goes, and we'll take a ride on the boat. So I go, hold on a second, Geraldo. I cover the phone. I go, Luca. You know, I'm asking a 9-year-old,
sure.
Right? What do you want to do? You want to go with Uncle Geraldo on the boat or you want to go to the Jets game? Because I didn't know how much his heart was on the Jets. He goes, I want to go on the boat.
Oh, smart move.
And we did exactly what you just said. And I didn't even realize how fast we were up by West Point. Like, we got on Geraldo's boat and the leaves were changing. It was like October. It was exactly now. The leaves were changing.
Right.
There's railroad tracks all around that Hudson Valley.
Yep.
So you're watching these beautiful trains, and they look like little, toy trains, hobby trains that you see around Christmas time. I mean, just really spectacular. And we were there in no time. Like, Geraldo's like, right there is West Point. I go, already? He's like, yeah.
Yeah, probably took you from Edgewater 35, 40 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, under an hour in his, I mean, he had a pretty fast boat, but it's a beautiful thing. If anybody's thinking about going on that West Point.
Should go. Again, prices are going up tomorrow. And we've got most of the tickets sold out already, the early bird tickets. So jump on it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, I got to tell you, when it was either Murano or Jerry Crowley when you guys first announced the Italy trip.
Right.
When they were like, oh, yeah, it sold out in a day. I was like, yeah, right. It really did. It really, like, now that I was on the trip and I was with Steve Perillo, it really did sell out in the first day.
No, it wasn't the first day. It was within... I think within a week they had the first bus was booked.
Yeah, and then
they added a second, and then they added a third. So
I mean, it was listen, AM 970, it's where it's at, man.
I mean, I don't want this to sound like a commercial for Perillo Tours, but I mean, the guy has been doing it. His father was doing it for so long. Now the son has taken over.
Oh, they definitely have their act.
And you get a professional trip with no nonsense, and you get your dollars
worth. And you get to go to Italy, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they do the Hawaii thing.
Right, and Spain.
Have you ever been to Hawaii?
I've never been to Hawaii.
I've never been to Hawaii.
That's a bucket list for me. Like, I want to go because my parents Pearl Harbor went to, and there's right. so much history there.
My parents went to Hawaii, and they basically said that the landscape, right? So you're traveling. It's a trip.
It's a long trip.
11 hours or something like that.
Yeah, if you fly direct.
Right. If you fly direct, right. It's like 11 hours. They're like, it's not that different from the Caribbean. Foliage, but, you know, foliage wise and things like, you know, you can drive.
You're still in America. There's a difference.
Yeah.
It's not, you know.
Listen, you go to the Bahamas, you don't really feel like you're in foreign
country. You know,
I mean,
of course not.
It's very American-esque. So, once again, this is Arthur Idala filling in for the great Joe Piscopo, who is on his way back. He'll be here tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
right?
They'll be here tomorrow.
I am like the anchor in the tug of war. I mean,
I'm
last
kind
guy.
Of figuring what the jet lag is going to be like when they get back, because they're probably going to come in.
Well, it'll
somewhere
be noon
around
for him.
6 o'clock right tonight.
Right now it's noon for
right,
them.
But
so
by
he'll
the
be
time,
fired up.
Yeah, but by the time they get back, it's going to be almost the middle of the night for them.
Yeah, but you know what?
Hopefully
coming back
right
is easier. Right. You go right to bed and you hit the ground running. By the way, Al, welcome back. I know you were
Thank
sick
you.
Yesterday, right?
No, I was not the sick. Weather. No, I was not
well,
sick.
I don't know. I turned on the radio yesterday
right.
to hear you. I heard Kevin McCullough and,
right.
and Charlie was here and mm-hmm. a couple of others. But
yeah, Matt Sambolin was filling in for me.
Right,
Thank
I heard
you,
you weren't here. So I
no, that's correct.
I thought you were sick.
No, I was not sick. I took the day because...
It was vacation day?
Yeah, that host that hosted yesterday and I don't get along and I refuse to sit in the chair.
I mean, really, it's that bad?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Borelli and
I make no bones of it. Like, everybody think, oh, he was sick, he wasn't feeling. No. Full disclosure, I'm very transparent.
A month ago today was Morano's wedding. Is
correct.
It today or yesterday? So
That's
happy
correct.
Anniversary, Frank and Rachel.
That's right.
But, you know, Borelli and Tobacco had, like, a little controversy, but they put their differences aside
right.
for the wedding. So you couldn't do that for
no.
the...
No. When you're on the island, you're on the island with me.
That's
I don't,
it, right.
you know, I don't talk to my sister. So if I don't talk to my
That's
sister...
That's not true. You...
No,
you
I don't
socialize with her, but if
no,
she's at your mother's house or something like
no,
that, and
I don't,
your mom
I
got
don't,
ill at the hospital, and you
no,
like,
that's different. My mom ill at the hospital, we have to talk. We're
okay,
forced to.
So okay,
but otherwise, my sister and I have not had a lengthy conversation in probably, 7, 8 years. Yeah.
So when you were going through the whole canker thing, she didn't hang out with you?
No, she had no. In fact, I specifically told my mom not to tell my sister that I had cancer, and then. She told my sister, and I know how she told her, they were having a fight, and she used my cancer as a way to stop the fight with my sister. And then I got a phone call from my sister, and I was very upset, and I just said, I'm fine. Everything's going to be fine. And then she said to me, my sister, this was another thing that kind of irked me. She said, and I had my son in the car because I was driving him to my in-laws. And she said, I don't know if it's such a good idea for you to tell your son that you have cancer. I said, well, you know what? That's the difference between you and I as a parent. I will tell my kid what's going on and tell him the truth, as opposed to you lying to your children about how your husband has beaten you and berated you and all this other stuff.
This is interesting.
So,
good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
Welcome to New York.
So I got off the phone. I got off the phone with her, and I called my mother immediately and had it
berated
out with my mom
her,
for
right.
a good for a good 20 minutes. And my mom said, but you don't understand. I said, no, you don't understand. That was private information that I was telling you, and you had no right to tell her.
But Al, it's a natural instinct.
No,
you know,
I know.
Come on, everyone's rallying around you. It's all about love. And taking
but the
easy,
last
you know,
thing I
therapy
needed
therapy sessions on the Piscopo Show.
But the last
Welcome,
thing I
ladies and gentlemen.
Was help from my sister. And as to the other person who sits in a chair in the afternoons and does a show, I don't care for him. And we had it out a couple of years ago. In fact, he's a guy who follows me with fake accounts on social media.
Just to see how cool you are?
No, whatever. I don't give the guy a second thought. The fact that he has to follow me on a fake account on social media makes it even funnier. So,
all right. Well, listen, I mean...
That's why I took... I have vacation time. I took it. Very simple. So now the fans know.
Now, okay.
You really need to, you know, if you really
listen,
wanted to know, we've unveiled...
The truth is, I genuinely thought
counselor.
You were sick. I genuinely thought you were sick. I was like, and you're never sick, right? You didn't miss one day with the canker.
Correct.
Right?
That's
I mean, this
correct.
Guy is getting all kinds of juice pumped in his arm
right.
that would knock the most horses on their back.
That's right.
Cthulhu came to work every day. That's it was right. insanely admirable. So yesterday when I turned it on, I didn't hear you. I was like, oh, man, Al must be in bad shape. And it's
well,
the only day.
Beers. I had a few beers Sunday night.
Well, God bless you. It was the only day since I've left Italy, which was a week ago today, that I actually called Murano because I knew it was their last day. And I
right.
wanted to tell him, I was like, you're in Florence. Buy all the leather. Buy a briefcase. Buy shoes. Florence is the leather capital. And I said, yeah, poor Al, he's sick. He goes, he's not sick.
Yeah.
I go, what do you mean he's not sick? He's sick.
Well, let me ask you about the buying the leather and all that stuff in Florence, since we're talking about Italy. Are the prices that much cheaper that you're getting a better rate than coming to America, or
it's just they have different things there? And I know we got to get to you with the news, but
no, because I know people talk about when they go to different countries, they'll buy certain things.
But it's things even with the globalization as we live in. Mm-hmm. There are things you can get there that you just can't get here,
okay.
Like artisan things. I don't mean going to Gucci or Versace or Fendi or Ferragamo.
Right.
I mean going to the old lady and old man store where they're in there doing things by hand.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're getting leather jackets that are just the quality of the leather is just like, they just killed the cow yesterday and they made a jacket out of it and gave it to you. Sorry, Carol Alt, I think you don't want me like killing cows or whatever it is. But by the way, later on, this is Arthur Idala for those of you who are just tuning in at 6:35 on Tuesday morning. We got Alan Dershowitz calling in next hour, who's got a new book coming out, which, I'm very much in favor of. It's called Guilt by Accusation, mm-hmm. because the world we live in now has turned into that. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, you're going to have your weekly health tip by Carol Alt, who's going to tell you how to live life and be able to look like Carol Alt, even when you look like 30, even when you're not 30.
Mm-hmm.
I think, Alan, are you doing a little news right now?
If you'd like me to.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Arthur Idala filling in for Joe Piscopo here in New York City. It's an honor and a privilege to be sitting in Joe's chair. And for you to know what's going on in the world, here's Al Cutullo.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
56 degrees at 6:36. I'm Al Cutullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police are investigating after a teen girl was shot in the shoulder in Jamaica, Queens. A student exited New Dawn Charter High School at 89th Avenue and 161st Street around 4 p.m. yesterday and was jumped by other teens with a teen boy firing into the crowd, striking the 16-year-old girl as she left school. She was taken to the hospital, is expected to be okay. Meantime, cops say this might be connected to the shooting death of 14-year-old Amir Griffin at the Baisley Park houses in Jamaica over the weekend. Brooklyn's borough president is demanding a police officer be put on modified leave after being seen on video throwing punches during a brawl. Eric Adams, who is a retired officer himself, accuses the officer of escalating the situation several times. Officers were trying to intervene while a bunch of teens were fighting inside the J Street Metro Tech station in Brooklyn Friday afternoon. NYPD says the video does not show the incident in its entirety, and the department is reviewing it. In sports, Knicks beat the Bulls 105-98 at MSG for their first win of the season. Defensive lineman Leonard Williams traded from the Jets to the Giants. Gangrene gets a third-round draft pick next year and a fifth-round pick in 2021. Yankees fired pitching coach Larry Rothschild, who had been with the Bombers for 8 years. And in Monday Night Football, Steelers spotted the Dolphins the first 14 points before scoring the next 27 in a 27-14 rout in Pittsburgh. Stuck in traffic? Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Stop and go right on the LIE heading westbound, approaching Lakeville Road. You want to watch out for a crash blocking at least one lane there. That's got you packed from Glen Cove Road. Over on the eastbound side, we've got a stall right by the Grand Central. That's taking out a lane on the outer roadway. Heavy delays from 108th Street. Grand Central westbound, that is a very busy ride moving between the Cross Island and the Clearview. You're going to see some minor slowdowns on the Deegan heading southbound, approaching the Moshaloo. Also, some late-running road work on the thruway in Westchester. You are packed right now between Sawmill River Road and the Yonkers Toll Plaza. Beyond that, you're doing fine, though, heading over to the Deegan. Hudson River crossings inbound at the George, 10 to 15 up. Downstairs, about 5 to 10. Inbound Lincoln will cost you 10 to 15. Inbound Holland running 5 to 10. Alternate side in effect today. Showers possible this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures reach the low 60s, maybe a little bit more rain tonight, going down to about 58 degrees for the low. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Hello, Saver. Get Medicare Part D copays for as low as $0 when you choose a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, wherever the mission takes us, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for our nation, for us all. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and the Prager Store has compiled every male-female hour since 2010. We've had topics and calls about marriage, kids, dating, intimacy, fidelity, plus every segment with my friend and relationship expert, Alison Armstrong. These segments have literally saved marriages. For a limited time, the complete collection, 10 years of male-female hour, 50% off, available on flash drives or as a download, go to PragerStore.com.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly.
And I'm Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist of the Oxford Club.
Now, I've been following Alex's work here for 15 years. Alex joins me in what we're calling the Great American Wealth Project. It's a free online event that will show you how to get wealthy in the booming Trump economy. Alex, right now, there are more millionaires created each day than at any other time in history. Yet at the same time, many hardworking folks get left behind.
And that's exactly why we created the Great American Wealth Project, to help those who aren't ready for retirement and deserve the chance to retire rich. At the event, I'm giving away details on my number one millionaire-making stock.
Alex and I reveal exactly what it takes to supercharge your wealth. Plus, I'll show you how to get my brand new book, The United States of Trump, absolutely free. So please make sure you join us at the Great American Wealth Project. Just go to O'ReillyWealthProject.com to get started. Again, that's O'ReillyWealthProject.com.
Presented by the Oxford Club.
Joe Piscopo telling you about Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. Balance of Nature is natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. People report their skin looks better. They have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself, please. Balance of Nature is now offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end anytime soon, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge, 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code. The answer.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Two little play one hit wonders. I'm thinking like the Proclaimers. I will walk 500
miles. We'll get to there.
Okay,
we'll to
all
there.
Right, all right.
We're trying to
aha,
trying to
take on me.
Actually, that is they are not a one hit wonder. Aha.
What else they got?
They did another hit a little bit later on. I believe it was during the James Bond soundtrack that they had a hit.
Okay, so. All right. This is Arthur Idala.
That was John Fred and his Playboy band, Judy in Disguise with Glasses, from January of 1968.
So, nice. Yeah. All right. I was 1 month old.
See? We're moving up the ladder.
I was born December 67. 642 here in New York City. I'm Arthur Idala, sitting with the great, great Al Gattulo, filling in for traveling Joe Piscopo, and Charlie's here hanging out with in Murano's seat. You're a lot better looking than Murano, I'll give you that much, and you're not twisting your curly hair all the time, as Murano often does. So this was the 6 o'clock hour. It's been pretty fun and intimate. I promise next hour we're going to get into the important stuff, like Julia Rose, the young woman who flashed the World Series players with her boobies.
Yeah,
you let's say boobies on.
You did. So
her breasts. Yeah, breasts. So, let's say breasts.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. With her, the guys, it was Cole, I believe, the pitcher.
Yeah, Garrett Cole was not distracted by them, obviously. And Astros took care of business, but she has now been banned for life from any Major League Baseball.
But, like, her website made, like, all kinds of money, and this is the world we now live in. This is it.
They're called social influencers now.
Yes, you are correct. That's correct. Her Instagram Instagram account blew up, et cetera, et cetera. So just to give you a little game plan for the rest of the show, the top of the hour, we'll get a little serious at 7 o'clock, and we'll talk about the impeachment situation because it can't be ignored at this point. I wasn't sure about that a month ago, but now I'm sure that it cannot be ignored.
Right.
We're going to have Alan Dershowitz in at 7:40 to talk about his new book. We're going to talk about a New York City hero who passed away the last couple of days, actually yesterday or the day before. We're going to talk about the fires because you got to talk about the fires because California got to get their act together.
Well, I mean, part of this is the Santa Ana winds. I mean, and they're the worst they've ever been. And so that's part of the problem. The other problem is you got people, it's dry, you got people out there camping or whatever, an ember. I know that the utility company has had to voluntarily shut power to millions of people. Some of it, I think one of the fires, I believe in the San Francisco area, may have been caused by them, that a spark from one of their transformers or something might have set off the fire. The one in Los Angeles, though, I believe was just set off by the winds and a freak occurrence.
Think about it. The biggest state in the country is burning on both ends.
Yeah.
The north part and the south part. I mean,
it's terrible. And there's serious stuff. I mean, I've had people tell me about how bad the winds are, and they've had very warm weather, unseasonably warm weather in San Francisco, where it's getting to 85 and 90 degrees in October, which never happens. That's not a good thing. Down further south, obviously, it's warm most of the year. So, I mean, this is just what they have to deal with. Like, we deal with hurricane season. They deal with these fires.
I mean, they're getting crushed with these fires.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't gotten we got crushed with Sandy. That was 7 years ago.
Right.
We've been pretty much untouched.
Yeah, but there's still, I mean, you know, it's interesting you mentioned the Sandy thing. I mean, you still have people in New Jersey and New York that are still not in their homes 7 years later. The flood insurance system is a total ruin. A guy just got back in his home yesterday. Senator Menendez was there. He's trying to get a bill signed to kind of shore up a couple of these loopholes that flood insurance companies have. The guy paid his flood insurance. He paid all his premiums. Still couldn't get access to the money when he needed it when a disaster happened. That has to stop. You pay in, you should be entitled to your money. It's the flood insurance's responsibility.
And the frustration is, you know, you're talking about fires.
Yeah.
I had a fire at my house in 2013, and I mean, I was lucky. I have USAA insurance, which is my dad was a captain in the Army. They were great, but you could see how, I mean, and it still took a long time on mine. They were great. I mean, they got me. It's amazing when there's a fire in your house how many people respond. I mean, I'm in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. It wasn't a huge fire. I mean, it was a 2-alarm fire.
Right.
But the Red Cross was there. There were all kinds of neighborhood organizations there. I mean, it was great. I mean, the turnout of people looking to help, but that's one fire. Hurricane Sandy was, millions of people were affected.
There were areas in Staten Island that were affected, and there are people that did amazing efforts. John Tobacco and his brother did an amazing effort down on Guyon Avenue of helping people, clearing out homes, bleach, all of the supplies that they put together and the rescue efforts that they did. And in various areas of Staten Island, I remember a friend of mine lived over by Midland Beach, completely evacuated out of her house. Her house was ruined. It took her weeks to get a FEMA operator to come to her house. They were so overwhelmed. They were so understaffed.
Right. And no one saw the breath of Sandy and what was going to happen.
No.
Yeah, you talk about Tobacco's house. After Murano's wedding, we all went to Tobacco's house. Of course, Joe Borelli, who told me he was going to meet me there, didn't show up because he fell asleep. Guy wants to be public advocate, run the whole city, the step before the mayor, and he can't show up to a party at 8 o'clock at night. But that's all right, Borelli. We love you. And I will be voting for you on a week from today. Mm-hmm. Tobacco lives right on the water.
Right.
And he and his brother showed me at Murano's wedding at the after party how initially they stayed in their house.
Right.
And they were on the first floor, then they went up to the second floor, and then on the third floor, they watched their backyard literally getting pulled into the ocean. And his backyard is the water, and there's a decent sized lawn, and then there's the swimming pool.
Right.
And they basically said once the all the earth had been gone.
Yeah.
And then it got to the swimming pool. Tobacco said, we went down, got in our cars, and we got out of Dodge.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
because it was
the power of Mother Nature. Power of Mother
Nature. Another friend of mine, John Tumulty, who lived in the Long Beach area.
Okay.
We're gonna wait it out. We're gonna wait it out because nobody thought it was gonna be that bad, right?
But they were screaming.
First floor, second floor. He's on the third floor, looking right down, and he's seeing his whole first floor is underwater. His whole first floor is there's all your personal belongings floating around your living room, and so the whole Breezy Point area got wiped out. Mm-hmm. My buddy Jeff Kern down in Point Pleasant, he lost his house. My buddy Paul D'Amelia in Atlantic Beach, I went to his house a week later. The whole first floor, Al, you walk in, like you open the door, it's like a gag, like sand just poured out the front door.
Yeah.
Just sand, the whole first floor was just had 5 feet of sand.
And again, it's a shame that it's 7 years later and there are still people that it's are not
disgrace.
In their homes. It's
this
United
started, States of America. This isn't Haiti.
This started with Bloomberg. De Blasio has picked up the ball and has failed miserably in getting these people back in their homes. He has done an absolute horrible job. In fact, now the story yesterday that the cops were shuttling his kid up to
well,
Yale.
Listen, that's your friend,
come on.
De Blasio.
No, not my friend.
Well, listen, what the mayor said was that, you know, the NYPD made that decision because his son was, they were all under a lot of threats against the first family.
How about we find out that, I bet you we find out in another couple of days that was not true.
Okay. So, well,
I'm
you know,
just saying.
I think right now we should find out about the traffic. What
we should.
Think? All right. So let's find out about the traffic. And when we get back, we'll talk about Dante De Blasio's ride to Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning. A rough ride in New Jersey right now. 78 on the eastbound side. We've got a new collision in Berkeley Heights by exit 44. Two lanes are down. It is a slow crawl from exit 41. Once you get past that crash in the express lanes eastbound, that's been picked up over by 24 in Springfield. Turnpike outer roadway southbound. All lanes are out at interchange 14. They're doing some cleanup from an earlier overturned dump truck. You're being diverted into the car lanes to get around that mess. Heavy ride on the inbound Gowanus from the Belt Merge through to the BQE. BQE keeps you slow eastbound heading toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Then you're looking good through to the Kosciusko Bridge over on the westbound side. Heavy ride approaching the LIE. Eastbound LIE stall right by the Grand Central. That's got you backed up over to Queens Boulevard at your Hudson River crossings. Heading inbound at the George, 15 to 20 up. Definitely a better ride downstairs, 10 to 15 there. Inbound Lincoln and Holland, close to 15 each. Alternate side is in effect today. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Only days left before we join you at 230 Park Avenue at 46th Street. That's Bobby Vans for the next Dining Out Dialogues. Myself, Don Trump Jr., Kim Guilfoyle, AJ Catsimatidis, and many more. 212-867-5490 for reservations.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
Helping out troops to be their best means ensuring they get the right level of physical activity, nutrition, and importantly, sleep. And if you're sharing barracks, then the enemy of sleep is snoring. To snore less, use Mute. Mute is an easy-to-use nasal breathing device designed to increase airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways. Thanks to Mute, you'll get all the air you need through your nose and not your mouth. So you'll snore less, sleep more, and everyone in your barracks or your bedroom will be happier. Whatever your mission in life, if you want to be at your best, win the battle against snoring with Mute!
Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and other fine stores. To find your local store or for more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
Mike Lindell, the CEO and inventor of MyPillow, appreciates how you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. He is such a loyal, great guy. You can get great discounts right now on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listeners Special. Get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer today on My Pillows. Buy one, get one free. You can also pre-order Mike's book here, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with promo code AM970 and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code AM970 or call 800-651-0798 for these great specials. MyPillow, 800-651-0798.
It's the AM970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Overcast, damp, and mild today and tonight. There'll be some drizzle at times. Our high today, 61. Tonight's low, just 59 in Midtown, 52 to 56 in some northern and western suburbs. Cloudy, damp, and even milder tomorrow with occasional drizzle. The high, 67. Heading into Thursday, cloudy, becoming breezy, warm and more humid with rain at times at a high of 71. AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Doing the hustle, man. That was
You're the
great.
Only one who stood, though.
You cannot hear that song and be our age, at least, and not stand up and start twirling your arms and pointing towards the air.
But also not think of the roller skating rink. This is a classic
unbelievable.
Roller skating
song. And that song, maybe...
One-hit wonder, by the way, Van McCoy.
Who was that?
Van McCoy.
Okay. I mean, that's right up there with the Bee Gees.
Yeah, oh yeah.
With that's the 1970s.
Sadly, Van had that hit in July of 1975, died of a heart attack in 1979.
At least he got to appreciate it.
Yeah.
I mean, unlike the guy who wrote the Broadway show Rent, which went on to be a huge hit, he died the day of or the day before its debut. But that Do the Hustle, I mean, that is the 1970s.
Yeah,
I mean,
of course.
You could see the bell-bottom pants and the big wide collars, and
you know, the V-neck, you know, like the V-neck all the way down. The velour. Velour was big in the 70s.
And Joe Piscopo was on the
hates this music.
Really, right?
Hates.
And the funny part is, this is when he was doing his stand-up. I mean, this is right as he's getting into his greatness.
But they weren't doing it at discotheques. They were doing it at a comedy club. So, and he hates this music.
All right. By the way, this is Arthur Idala sitting here with Al Gattulo, filling in for the great Joe Piscopo, who I believe is in France right now.
Correct. Frank Morano is in France at the airport lounge, apparently enjoying a couple of martinis.
Well, it's 1 o'clock almost in the afternoon for them. They are, that's it. Their trip is basically over, although they're enjoying the last martini. They'll be landing here probably sometime around 6 o'clock. 7 o'clock tonight. They should get a good night's sleep. And tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, you will be so lucky to hear Joe Piscopo. And you probably
be shot out of a cannon. He's
going to be shot out of a cannon. You will not hear anything about what's going on in the world. You'll hear every single detail of every second of every minute
of
his last 10 days. You're going to get a 4-hour Perillo Tours commercial. No,
but we need that distraction with all of the news that's going on. And look, let's face it. He's coming back on Wednesday. They're not going to attempt to impeach the president until Thursday, or at least have the vote.
They're not going to vote on impeachment on Thursday. They're going to vote to make it public.
Right,
and put the rules out there.
Right.
So listen, folks, again, this is Arthur Idala filling into Piscopo. I don't know what I'm doing. I've never done this whole radio thing before. So I need some help. So could some of you call in the 7 o'clock hour just to help Al and I? You know, Al, this is the first day you've done this, or the second. Oh, yeah, no, you were sick yesterday. So this is first time behind the controls. Charlie's over here wearing his Zavarian hat, but he didn't go to Zavarian and went to Christ the King, so I'm a little confused by that, but that's all right. We love Zavarian. 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. If Tom, who's now in France with Morano, could use his cell phone to call in to talk about Staten Island Live and how he got thrown off the website, we would really like to talk about that with you. We're going to have a great another 3 hours coming up. Stand by for more of the Piscopo in the Morning Show.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
56 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The NYPD stepping up security as a precaution after a U.S. raid killed a top ISIS leader. NYPD Chief of Counterterrorism James Waters says there's a show of force in important spots across the city. Waters said security will remain in place through at least this weekend's marathon. In addition, police say there are no new threats. However, a lone wolf attack is always a concern. It's going to be a rainy stretch of weather in the New York City area through Halloween. An occasional shower and lots of drizzle begins today ahead of a bigger system moving through on Wednesday into Thursday. And by Halloween, light rain and drizzle during early trick-or-treating hours. Heavier rain moving through late evening into the overnight. It starts to clear out by Friday, setting up for sunny weekend skies, but much cooler weather in the low 50s. In sports, Knicks beat the Bulls 105-98.